Cranky isn't cranky anymore. Alyssa's cranky.
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I'm just going to start filling myself with being the same one on this broadcast.
Of course.
Well, hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live. Safi's on remote, apparently, in the rain. I'm Melissa, your resident head addict, and my co-hosts this week are the one, the only, cranky old guy, a.k.a. Patrick.
Hey, so Safi, what I found out is when you're working remote, it works really well if you put it in your pocket. That really makes people feel really good about where they are.
It's actually a laptop.
Oh, okay.
I'm sticking it in my pocket.
Very large pocket.
And if you haven't gathered by now, we're also joined by our resident bracket battle master himself, Super Safi, who is got a little surprised by the rain. So,
yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
We'll trade you, Safi. We're supposed to be 100 here today. So, Oregon's on fire. So,
oh boy.
All right, and now it's time for your regular reminder for those watching this live. This is meant to be interactive, so share your questions and comments below and join in on the fun. It's been a few weeks since we've gotten together, so we have a lot of stuff to talk about. But we've got our poll question back this week. So this week's poll question is, take a minute to answer it below us here. Do you like the mini event? Do you like that the mini event is a continuation of Itchy and Scratchy? Your options are yes, loads of fun. No, they should have included it with the Itchy and Scratchy event and done something different for the mini event. No, it's all stupid. Or your third option is I'm indifferent or a no opinion. Or your fourth option, I can't count.
You should have had one more option. You should have a fifth option. It should be, well, at least we get Poochie. That's it. Well, at least we get Poochie. So
we'll share the results and our opinions a little later in the show. But let's dive feet first into the cartoon world. Within a cartoon world, in the newest mini event in Springfield, Poochie's Dog Days. So, before we go into Poochie's Dog Days, let's kind of wrap up Itchy and Scratchy Land, because Safi wasn't with us for a while, a few months, and Pat, last time we were together, it was Act 2, I think, or just the end of Act 1 of...
We had just realized that we had been...
massively wrong.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. No, it's not. Nope. Something's very wrong here. Nope. EA lied to us. So, yeah. It's interesting is that this mini update, and I think I said it in a comment, but this mini update actually feels better than the actual event. It's easier, it's faster, it gets the job done. You get a full character, and actually a character you care about. I mean, compare Poochie to whatever the guy is, the
Corporal Punishment.
Dude. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I winch every time I hear that, because I came from the era when you could still smack a kid with a paddle in school. So, you know, it's got a whole different meaning for me. But, yeah, I feel like this is the way they should be running the events. It's, like, way faster. It's more simple. It gets to the point. The event was so convoluted, and we were dealing with so many different things at that point. So, how about you, Saf? I know you loved it, right? Because you have to balance it out, right? You're still yin and yang.
This is, to me, it feels like Act 4 of the Krusty Land, Itchy and Scratchy event. I think it's like a nice culmination of the event in that it's saved the best for last. It really is the best character and is the best act, if you will. It runs a little bit smoother than a full event. So I would generally prefer the mini events over events for pretty much every event, really. The Stonecutters being the exception, but yeah. Overall, I wasn't too disappointed with the event. I mean, I really loved getting those characters, but it wasn't one of the best events by any means. It was kind of a meh event, and this is kind of a meh mini event when you compare it to the Cracker Bill and some of the other ones we had. But the overall, it feels like the best act, if you will, because I think of it as an act four.
Yeah, I would agree with you that we're in a place now where our standards have been lowered a little bit, and so we're kind of using, well, at least it's not. You know, it's like in life in general right now. Well, at least it's not, you know, and we'll just insert Bart Royale for you there, Alyssa, if that helps. So
listen, I'm gonna tell you, a lot of people agree with me about Bart Royale.
You know, what's so funny is I had to go back and remember what it was. It was kind of a to me, but I do have a nice little, you know, dystopian corner of my town that stuff worked fine as long as I kept it way off the grid. But yeah, I don't know. I mean,
well, we'll talk about it later in a little while.
Okay, I'm sorry. You direct. You keep it directed. Sorry.
I was just saying. Really, like,
we'll go on. Wrong. Yeah,
I would have really liked to have seen Sideshow Raheem and some other like itchy and scratchy / crusty characters also appear. I mean, the ballerina was great, but yeah, Sideshow Raheem would have been awesome. Maybe Sideshow Luke Perry.
Yeah, I mean, the event itself, you know, going back to Itchy and Scratchy Land itself, it became what every event is, and by the end of it, we were all ready to strangle everybody over it. Prizes were okay. The prizes were better than Part Royale prizes, but the prize track was okay. It was easy to achieve. Crafting was difficult, and there wasn't a lot of crafting options, which I'm actually okay with because, as I've been saying for a while, I wish EA would really eliminate crafting and just make stuff purchasable in the store.
The unfortunate thing with the crafting was that so many people couldn't even use the tracks, you know, that they couldn't make it work. The programming was so hosed that adding more to a racetrack you couldn't use seemed silly. Although, I don't know what I've done to be in good, you know, the good graces of EA. I've had no problem with lag. I get to run all my rides at full tilt boogie. So I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it was, you know, I didn't think it was bad. If you take it out of the context, and I know everybody's having a hard time doing this. When I compare events, I treat events with, I look at prizes, I look at crafting, I look at the structure of the gameplay. And then I look at how long it was and how long it felt. And I take out the context of glitches, bugs, lag, because they don't impact everybody. It's one thing if it impacted, mm-hmm. like if all of a sudden the game didn't work for every single player that played the game. But when it's selective, I always try to take that out so I can be more objective about it, because you want to compare apples to apples to apples. So that's where I am with that as far as that lag. But
I don't know, go banana.
Go orange.
I think the one thing that we do have to do using that context too is we need to remove the moving Krusty Land over as part of that event. It wasn't really. It was two separate things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think you could discuss, did you like moving Krusty Land? And we did in the last live. And I find it great. I mean, I'm there way more than I ever was, and I've earned lots and lots of convertible cash that I've converted for whatever. But it just brought to head all of the little programming issues that we're dealing with there. And there wasn't parity in regards to fairness across the board of who got how many land squares and all that stuff. But you know what? We're over it. And I think that players in this game are not only resilient, but they're also like, oh, okay, and we'll just move on, and now we'll start living with this, you know? So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, you got to try to take, like I said, compare the apples to that. So that's why you always look at the prize track. Because while I also think moving Krusty Land was awesome, you know, I'm glad to not have Krusty Land anymore, although I know it kills a lot of people with their item limits. I haven't put it in the context of that. You know, I'm taking it strictly out. I'm just saying, okay, let me compare prize track. Let me compare crafting. Let me compare ease of game and like the gameplay structure, plus the dialogue and the storyline as well. That's how I look at it. But I thought Itchy and Scratchy Land was okay. It wasn't phenomenal, but it wasn't awful either. You had some good characters on the prize track. You had some good prizes, decorations and whatnot. Plus you got to design a cool theme park. Who doesn't love that?
or redesigned in some cases. So yeah, it was cool. I mean, there was parts I really liked. How about you, Saf? I've been looking at your town. I'm not going to say anything. I know you've been very busy, but I've been looking at your towns. It seems like you're not quite back to, a livable town yet in your post-nuke era.
On the brink of nuclear disaster.
It's true. I still haven't placed all my Krusty Land items. I was really happy with my Krusty Land. I think I showed you guys during one of the lives. So it'd be really nice if I could just place that all back. It's hard to get such an equivalent area of land in the same dimensions. So it will require a lot of rearranging. But I used to visit Krusty Land quite frequently. Every time I would get to a million tickets, I would start cashing some of them in. And I think I'm at half a million or something. Or sorry, not half a million. Yeah, no, million. Half a million tickets right now. But it's nice to not have to go to Krusty Land because the lag was getting worse and worse every time you would go to Krusty Land. I used to use it quite frequently as well to just synchronize before I would shut off. And the whole Krusty Land and Itchy and Scratchy, I think it's a huge part of the game. So, I mean, having the Springfield Heights edition was nice, but I really loved the Krusty Land edition to the game. I think it was my number one choice on just ahead of having a Shelbyville extension. So to have it in your main Springfield is a plus for me. I think it's a great gift, especially for people who are going to be new to the game and just starting out to place it right there.
Yeah, you bring up one point that is interesting to me is that the geographic area that it takes to do a full-blown Krusty Land and Itchy and Scratchy Land is tantamount to like living next door to Disneyland in Orlando. You know, it'd be like Disney World. Here's my little house, and here's the theme park. That's kind of the way it's starting to feel in my overall geography. It's like, wow, that's a lot of theme park compared to the rest of the town.
Well, that was, yeah. I was just in Orlando from June 18th to 28th in Disney World. It was pretty much the same thing. The little tiny villa we were staying at, and boom, there's all four theme parks. It's like, right. Okay.
Flyover spec.
So, all right. So let's now jump feet first into the Pooji's Dog Days. I know you guys gave some initial impressions of it. It's a pretty standard mini event. I know some people are upset we didn't have a break. Everybody, for some reason, every time there's a major event, guys, it's nothing new. Major event, mini event follows. Whether it's a day later or the same day, major event, mini event follows. It's the same pattern. It's been that way for several years. So everybody's always surprised and or angry that they don't get a week break or more. Guys, I've said this a million and one times. This is your break. These mini events are easy to do. So you can finish them quickly or you can start them late. They're very easy to finish. You should finish in a week or less. Like, it's not difficult.
There's one more option here that people tend to forget. This is an opt-in game. You don't have to play it. If you want a break, take a break. I mean, just stop. I realize the word addict doesn't imply the ability to stop. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think particularly that if you really are burned out, take that 2 weeks and just don't play.
Well, people want time to redesign their Springfield, and I get that. But the whole thing is this mini event is so easy. It does not involve anything. Like, literally, you can go into your game for 5 seconds, switch the character tasks, and be done. And that's it.
I'm just mad they keep showing up at the Simpsons house. I mean, why do they make everybody go to the Simpsons house? I don't get it. But anyway.
But it's, so if you want to design, you can design. You can just, set those characters on test. You have all that time to design. It's not, you want to take time off, take time off. You want to log in every other day, log in every other day. The way that these are designed, they're designed to play slowly because this replaces level updates. The only difference is mini events are not permanent. Level updates were permanent. So, but you play at your leisure. There's nothing difficult about them.
They don't go away when the next event happens. They don't go away. You can keep playing. Yeah.
But I always get like baffled that people are like, I need a break. I'm like, this is your break. This is it. It's not going to change, guys. This is it. So, but beyond that, I'm a fan of the mini event. I'm like Safi. I like mini events. I think that they're easy to achieve. You don't have to log in consistently. I think I logged in twice yesterday, and I'm still doing fine on the questline prize track. Good prizes. I like that there's a full character as one of the prizes. I like the premium editions. I do think they're a little overpriced for who they are slash what they do, but that's me. So that's kind of where I am with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at this point, the whole thing of how much time does it take? It's really how much time are you spending on a routine? So to your point, yesterday I was really busy and I logged in 4 times, but the amount of my login was literally like 1 minute. I went in there. It takes like 5 seconds to clear and replace the optical people that are optimum people that are going to get you down the prize track. And then you go and do your donut farm or whatever you're going to do. But the fact is you're in and out. I mean, if you could, you can do it standing literally on the street corner. Yeah, exactly. Literally.
I just did it while we were just discussing. There we go.
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
Except you don't get a hamburger. Oh, sorry. That's a California reference. In-N-Out hamburger.
Stop talking about In-N-Out hamburgers. You know that's the one thing I'm craving and I cannot have.
Oh, God, I love those. It's so weird. I know. I think it's only because you can't have them regularly. I mean, there's one in Southern Oregon now, the first one, and I can't go by Medford now without stopping.
You yet. Find a way to send me an In-N-Out hamburger, and I will find a way to send you Ritas.
Oh, my challenge is easier than yours. So anyway,
I think some dry ice might do it.
God, Ritas. Okay, we're going down a rabbit hole here. My mouth is watering. I love being able to talk donuts.
Seth, what do you think? Poochie wise,
yeah. Again, mini events are your breaks. I just set my characters for the first time this morning, actually. I just clicked it while you mentioned it. It reminded me. So I just quickly clicked, collected 84 of the currency for the first prize and just sent them again. So yeah, I'm not sweating it. It's a break. It's a mini break, if you will, more than a mini event. That's the beauty of mini events. You could do them at your own leisurely pace. There's no rush. I'm not stressed about getting the prize. I'm sure I'll get it. There's more than ample time to just check in a couple times a day, or even take 1 or 2 days off and work, go in 3-4 times the other days. The prize, it's great that you get Poochie. And like I said, it feels like a nice continuation. It's a good mini event following the event. To me, it doesn't feel like a long, extra long 8-week event. I don't mind it having it right after the event. And especially given the fact that it's actually better than the first 3 acts, in my opinion. So, I mean, if they had switched this and like we were going for corporal punishment right now, and Poochie was like an act 1 or 2, then it might be a different story. But you know, I'm always a save the best for last type of guy. Whether it be, you know, a box of Smarties or everything, I always eat my favorite flavor last. So,
what's your favorite flavor?
For M&Ms, I like the blue ones.
Okay.
You realize that they all taste the same, a
little
right?
different. No. The blue tastes just a little different. It's in your head. I just came up with the perfect. Now we're down the rabbit hole. I came up with the perfect last meal. If I was going to be executed, and they said I could have any meal, I would have an In-N-Out burger and a Ritas for dessert. And think about what they'd have to do geographically. I'd buy myself a good 3 days. So, be perfect. Anyway. I'm sorry. Wow.
That's what happened for girls. Let me just make a little side note here. Fred, I very much appreciate the light, but man, this thing is freaking hot. Like, I am like sweating like crazy. You wouldn't think a 25-watt bulb would do this, but yeah, I'm like.
This is what they do. This is why they say, you know, under the footlights, under the you know, the stage lights, you're going to sweat.
So. Well, it doesn't help that it's hot outside too, so that doesn't help too much, but. You know, probably really nice in the winter, but I'm like, so if you guys see sweat dripping off me, this is why.
You look beautiful though. You look wonderful. This Fred does, in fact, you know, he brought something to the table.
I look very pregnant.
you glow. You're glowing. I look
very pregnant. And I've had that said to me about 4 times in the last week. So, you know, it's bad when your mom walks in the room and sees you and goes, "Whoa, you look really pregnant."
Because I am. Thank
down
you.
To 7 weeks, guys.
And just another side note, going back to the M&Ms. For people who enjoy peanut M&Ms, I highly recommend you put them in the freezer and eat them out of the freezer. You won't regret.
Pretzel M&Ms are good if you put them in the fridge too.
Yeah, I've been trying some of the variety of the infused M&Ms. They're very good. The crunchy ones, all the different ones are all very good, but nothing kills like a good peanut M&M. So,
but put it in the freezer, Pat. You got to try it.
I'll try it. Okay.
Yeah.
I won't get like an M&M headache if I eat them quickly.
Is that no, shouldn't. No promises, but yeah.
You guys have any thoughts on the premium content with this mini event?
I want half of it. I don't want the other half. I mean, some of it's just like, it feels like add-ons. I mean, I don't mean to. I'm going to be the old broken record again. Give us Sarah Wiggins, for God's sakes. I mean, this is stupid.
She has nothing to do with Itchy and Scratchy.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, if you're going to throw in all of these weird, random, they were on screen for 2 seconds inside of another character, you know, it's the cartoon inside the cartoon for 2 seconds. It's like, okay, please give us Sarah.
Yes.
Figure it out, EA. Figure it out.
I didn't get the premium characters for this act. They are a little, I'm not really sure. I'm kind of on the fence about them. I did get Roy during the original event. But as far as the mini event, yeah, the premiums are quite pricey considering who they are and what they do. So I'm still on the fence about them.
Well, I'm pretty miffed that the Fireworks Factory has a really awesome animation and there's no job there. So I refuse to buy it because of that. Like, it is really cool. Like, it's an awesome animation, and there's no jobs. There's no way to make it happen.
That makes no sense at all.
There's a task there for the quest line. And once you finish that, there are no more tasks there, and it's very aggravating. Because why spend all that time making it such an awesome animation? I mean, the firework at the top flies off and explodes. Like, it's really cool. And
they should have like an update, have like Giuseppe or Roger Myers Jr. Have some tasks there.
Somebody, yeah, even Homer. Have Bart continuous tasks there. I don't care.
So, so of the stuff that's being offered, the reality channel doesn't offer a bonus, right? The only the only ones that offer bonus are the picnic deal.
And the van for Roy, yeah.
And the van. I got the van. I like Roy. Roy's an idiot. He's on screen hardly at all in The Simpsons. He's hilarious. He's very memorable. It'd be like if Sean Penn came on and did a guest appearance, you'd never forget it, you know? So
Roy was awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the poll results, and then we're going to jump into something else. This way we'll wrap up Poochie here. All right, so the poll was, do you like that the mini event is a continuation of Itchy and Scratchy? Yes. The answers were yes, loads of fun. Indifferent, no opinion. No, they should have included it with the Itchy and Scratchy event and done something different for the mini event. And no, it's all stupid. I think, Safi, you're on yes, right?
Mm, yep.
Yeah. Pat, yes. Where are you with that?
I'm on at least we got Poochie. I'm on number five.
Secret option number five.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't bother me. I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I'm good.
Guys, Serena Williams just lost Wimbledon.
Oh wow.
I got that news alert on my phone. So the
breaking news.
She has the ultimate excuse. She had a baby 7 months ago.
That's what they said. I'm with Safi. I'm in. It's fun. You know, I have no issue with it. So you guys, your answers were 49% said yes, loads of fun. 29% said they were indifferent, had no opinion. 19% no, they should have included it with the Itchy and Scratchy event and done something different for the mini event. And 2% said no, it's all stupid.
So I guess out of those, I'm in one as well. I mean, I'd be with you guys.
I feel like I know who the people who said it was stupid are. So,
you mean because they voiced themselves in the comments? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. It could be.
All right, just a couple of comments about it too. Jay Cooley says, in a vacuum, I really like this Poochie event. He's a classic character, fun animations and decorations. My concern is that they could have added him as a prize in the Itchy and Scratchy Land event, and he would have been the best prize outside of Itchy. Will this be EA's new procedure? Release a major event but withhold the best prize for a mini event, essentially making the event four acts. Like, that is the first time we've seen this, and it's not doesn't always work.
No, yeah.
So I doubt it. It kind of with this, it worked because they probably had a lot more content. They were like, we could do this, and then just probably bought them an extra couple of weeks is my guess.
I mean, you could technically argue they did this with the Christmas Winter last time, where it was like a four-week, two-act event, and then they had like the quote-unquote mini-event third act.
The Heretic, yeah.
Right.
Sort of.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think if I'm to be critical, if I'm to step away, and I would say in general, they are, for all of these events, they're stretching a little bit of content into a whole long time of grinding. So again, it's the you know, frog in the pot analogy thing. It's like we're just becoming used to it. And in so many ways, I'll just say this, in so many ways, the grindtastic events where you literally log on, clear something, and get out are actually easier to deal with in your real life. It's way easier to fit those in than to have to, you know, have a half hour every time you log on. So yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence on the whole thing. We'll see. They aren't as interesting, but we get decent content and they fill time and we are addicts. So it's like, I'm touching my Padular device again. So
Amy says, I'm really happy that the Itchy and Scratchy Land event is over, although I'm happy that we got characters like Roy and Poochie in the game. But I feel that maybe this kind of update should have been included in the Itchy and Scratchy Land event instead of as a mini event. But overall, I'm really liking and enjoying the mini event.
There you go.
Italian Beauty says, my real feeling on the mini event is that, here we go, is that they should have given us at least a week off before the start of the mini event. After a large event, a break is needed from capping. There are just too many events now, and the game isn't as much fun as it used to be. I used to look forward to large events as a treat to have, but now they're nonstop event after event after event. Okay, we've addressed this several times.
The math.
The number of events that we've had has not changed in the last 6 years of this game. It's always been six major events every year. Always. Six events a year. That's the rule. That's the standard. So it's not, and the frequency in which they happen is the same. There's no difference. The difference is mini events have replaced level updates. So where we now have mini events, we would have previously had level updates. That's the difference.
Let me really blow people's minds. Okay, let's use that comment as a little reality check. All right, so she wants a week off. Right, this is a 2 week event. She wants a week off. Guess what, folks? I got Poochie this morning. Not tapping crazy. I will be done by Tuesday. Easily done by Tuesday. That's less than a week. I can take the next week off if I want to. There you go. So again, they've kind of designed these to be so brain dead simple that you do get a week off if you want it. Take it, you know?
Even by making the task time 3 hours instead of 4 hours,
exactly.
You actually can get an extra tap in per day and exactly. Move it and speed it up quicker than you could, you know, if it was every 4 hours.
Spoken like a real
literally.
If I'm in three times a day, that's too much.
I haven't checked in the last 3 days. I had three tasks this morning for the daily challenges. Sent them for the first time today, and I wouldn't be shocked if I get Poochie before Tuesday.
Yeah, it's not. It's just not hard. No.
It's not hard. All right, Space Guru F1 says, I got the rollback bug every time I start the game now. 900 megabyte download every startup. Am I alone here with this, or how do I get a hold of EA to fix it? Space Guru, you do not have the rollback bug. What you have is a space issue on your device. What you need to do, and I've said this several times, you need to clear off some stuff on your phone. You need to have at least, the game recommends at least 3.5. I always tell people to have at least 5, if not more, gigabytes free on your phone. Once you do that and you start the game, it'll re-download everything and then it won't happen again. But you need to free up space on your phone.
Yeah, and it's not
giant just, suck.
It's not just pictures and
clear cache
stuff. It's actual programs. A lot of this stuff is processor speed issues. So clear off programs you don't use. If you haven't used My Fitness app because you don't care anymore, get rid of it. It's a big giant suck. Each one of your apps takes a ton of processing speed. It just sits in cache. So, you know,
My Fitness app, I love it.
Pat would know all about that.
I actually use that app when I actually decide that I care. And so it's just becoming less and less as I get older. It's like there should be a thing on the MyFitness app that says, and for this character, we don't care that much because he's already old. He's lived a nice long life. We don't care. We're going to croak anyway. So
it should be a model like, who says I'm not in shape? Round is a shape. Ask any kindergarten kid. Round is a shape.
Round is a shape. Yeah. You're right.
Well, you know, I'm due for another checkup, but I make my doctor nuts because my blood work is fine, my BP is fine, everything's good. Anyway, says I should lose weight. It's like, yeah, maybe. Maybe. I really like Rita's. I really like Rita's. I do walk.
Just walk some more. Just play more golf.
I do. That's why I have a healthy heart.
That's what I'm saying, though. Play more golf, and then you can lose the weight. You just walk more.
I agree.
You should be playing 3 times a day.
Yeesh. Yeah, I've vacillated a good 15 pounds back and forth and back and forth. And so I joke that I've lost enough weight and gained enough weight to basically populate a small village somewhere. So
and Safi, Fred says you're next with the light. You're getting one next, apparently. He says you're not Lamont Cranston.
Yeah, Fred should talk. Boy, I saw his recent post on Facebook. That was a terrifying picture, Fred, just so you know. I don't know what role you're playing, but I actually jumped back away from my device on that one. So congratulations.
All right, so let's talk about year in review. Since we're halfway over, we've had our 3 major events. So we're at the 3, halfway point of major events in 2018 because we have 6 a year. So the next 3, we'll have one more summer event, Halloween, and then Christmas. The year's almost over, guys.
What did you think of Bart Royale, Alyssa?
We'll get there in a second. So for those, I wrote a post back on the 10th, so last Tuesday, about just kind of recapping the events. Not going to rehash the whole entire post, but I'll just say, we had 3 posts, three events, Bart Royale, Springfield Jobs, and then the Itchy and Scratchy Land event. What we remember from last year when we did our year in review at the end of the year, a lot of times we forgot about stuff and then we were like, oh, that event wasn't so bad. And then we started thinking about it because it was so far removed. We were like, oh, that event was actually terrible. What I tried to do was list in this post the prizes, the crafting, and notable changes. So just a quick overview. I'm just going to do the prizes. I'm not even going to go into everything else. But Bart Royale was the first event. It was 6 weeks. And you got 5 skins with the event. 5 skins. No characters. 5 skins. I don't think you can see my whole hand. There you go. 5 skins. So you got General Bart, Prepper Lindsay Nagel, Outlands Maggie, Emperor Mo, and Water Baron Burns. I'm sorry, you did get a full character. You got Pyro. A statue, Outlands decorations, and a ruined version of Lard Lads and the Jeb statue. Couple of notable changes with the game. That's where the defensive bonus was added. That bonus area around the buildings. And then this was also the first instance where they changed land. You had to buy land you had to get land tokens to buy land. Also, premium-wise, this is the event that Wendell came in, among other things. Springfield Jobs was the next event. That was 7 weeks, so that was the longest event. You had 0 skins, but 5 full characters.
People, just in case you're not paying attention, this is what's called an influential. go ahead. You're not unbiased. Listen,
the post was written fairly. I'm giving my opinion as I read.
I got
my not so subtle opinion. So the 5 full characters are Primo, Nana Sophie, Nigel, Fernando, and Fit Tony. Then you had Cathedrals, Leaning Tower. Museums, casinos, pubs, all kinds of around the world stuff. There really was no noticeable differences with this event. There's no big changes to the game other than this was the longest event since 2014. And then the last event, which should be fresh in everyone's mind, Itchy and Scratchy Land, 3 full characters, just 3. Diane, Bort, and Corporal Punishment, so 1 per prize track. You had amusement park ride that was free for every
React.
And then you had statue signs, parades, child care center, and then you got Itchy for free. And then notable changes. This is where Krusty Land was destroyed. But as we're talking in perspective of this, we need to take Krusty Land out of that equation. And that's it. So those are the three big ones for this year. I didn't do mini events, but those are the big factors you really need to think about. You know, obviously Itchy and Scratchy Land had its fair share of bugs, but so did Springfield Jobs and so did Bart Royale. They all have their bugs. Rollback glitch really started bad. A lot of people got impacted with Springfield Jobs. So put it in that context, it's a little difficult. All right, guys, what do you think was the best major event, the middle of the road, and the worst so far out of those three?
Well, the best one is definitely Bart Royale because, you know, I'm all about the skins this summer, and Bart Royale had the most skin. no, not last year. Let's see.
Nice.
I had a few skins, actually. I had a Fit Fat Tony was good skin. Because again, I made these brackets.
Fit like, Fat Tony was a character, not a skin.
No, so when I made the bracket battle a few years ago, I had made Fit Fat Tony as a skin for Fat Tony, and then they introduced him as a whole new character. From the character perspective, I really loved the Springfield Jobs. So many characters. I mean, I love all the minor characters just as much as the major characters. So I really loved that. From the premium content, Wendell was accompanied by somebody else, wasn't he? And
Wendell was by himself, but then you also got Eric, you got PETA and Eric. PETA.
Yeah, that's right. So premium wise, I loved Bart Royale the best, actually. And then when it comes to actual decoration / craftables, I like the Itchy and Scratchy the best. So I'm gonna just give me a little bit of time. Each one had something that I liked about it.
Staffy can't say anything bad about anything. It's really funny. He's too Canadian. He's too nice. He can't say anything bad.
That's what I like about him.
All right, Pat, you go.
Then I'll get back to it. So
let's Staffy think. Not that I didn't give him like 5 days to think about this or anything.
What's interesting is that if I step away globally and look down at my game and say
from a Skyfinger perspective,
but I could actually say, look, I can tell how much I like something by how much I designed, because I do like to design. That's why I play the game. That's really why I play the game. I'm a designer. That's the only thing that keeps me in the game at this point. So if I use that as a matrix, then the ability to do the Springfield Jobs, the jobs themselves were like, yeah, again, all of these are like meh because they're all the same exact grindtastic boom, 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 boom. It's what you get out of it and what you do with it. So the stuff that I designed, all my Italy and England and all that stuff, I loved it. That was beautiful. It was cool. It was creative. It's, in my estimation, the best options and, they had the Queen's carriage and things like that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was so many different things there that I just went, oh, yeah, that's beautiful. So that stands out in my Springfield, and I really designed the heck out of it and probably drove myself right into item limits without knowing it because I have so many flowers and shrubs and decorations to make it beautiful. I don't mind at all this last episode because it was fun to do the theme park and fun to do everything else. Because of the item limits, my Itchy and Scratchy Land is all dirt. It's like a statement on where I am. So it's like in my story, Krusty couldn't afford to really do Itchy and Scratchy Land very well, but he still wanted to build it. He needed the revenue. So he just puts it all out on dirt. It's just all dirt. So what that means is that I end up actually agreeing with Alyssa in some weird roundabout way.
Despite the fact that he argues with me about it all the time.
No,
he picks on me about it all the time.
Here's the thing I'm going to confess. This is the old man thing in my head. I got the two turned around. I thought you were picking on Springfield Jobs. It was the naming thing. So Bart Royale, it doesn't stand up. It's
you know how order. You know how you can save some of your item limits, right? Store your Bart Royale stuff.
I like my. I mean, I I have a corner way off, clear off the edge of Florida, in my town, where I have this dystopian little thing set up. And I gotta confess, I keep all of those characters in the 4-hour run, and the one guy in the 8-hour run. What's his name from? God, I'm horrible with names these days. Where he's giving samples. The deaf beer guy. The deaf beer owner.
Oh, Mexican deaf man.
No. So we have
Oh, that's from St. Patrick's Day. That's not from Bart Royale.
It doesn't matter. That's where he is. He's spraying that sample over the top of this dystopian mess. So I keep those guys going literally all the time. Maggie's always in the tree. The one guy's broadcasting. The other guy's reading poetry. I do let the other guy run rampant on his motorcycle. So there you go. Okay.
Seth, do you have a conclusion, or do you need me to come back to you?
If I had to rank them 1, 2, 3, I would go with Springfield Jobs as my number one, Itchy and Scratchy close behind as number two, and then Bart Royale a little bit off number three. I mean, Wendell and PETA and those guys, Eric, are not enough to make up for the lack of premium content or just decorations in general.
So
the storyline too was not as strong. I felt the plot line, or as entertaining, I should say.
Plus the random decorations. I mean, they really don't fit. You have to put them way off somewhere.
All three of us are in agreement.
you've beat us into submission. Yes,
I win again.
Probably we have the same opinion in 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I will say that none of these events have been particularly barn busters. Like, they've all been you know, they're all events. Some stuff was nice, some stuff was okay. Like, the best thing about Itchy and Scratchy Land for me was eliminating Krusty Land, and I can't take that into the context of what we're ranking these on. So if I was putting that in there, Itchy and Scratchy Land would be my number one, just because of that aspect. And Bart Royale could be my worst one, just because that's the one where you had to buy land now you have to buy land tiles with tokens, because that's from Bart Royale. So taking those two things out of it, I still rank them Springfield Job, Itchy and Scratchy, and Bart Royale, because Bart Royale was awful. The storyline was terrible. Prizes were crap. And all that stuff is in my inventory.
You've already sold us. We already voted for you. As they say in sales
part. It had the best premium content of the three. I have to say that.
And it's, Springfield Jobs, I thought, had some good premium content.
Yeah, there's some.
It's Wendell. Back. I mean, Wendell. Well,
Guy Incognito, Arthur Fortune, was all from Springfield Jobs.
And I didn't buy Arthur Fortune. I was just all into the stuff for one. Yeah. No, I just didn't do it.
I mean, they each had something from the bracket battle. Guy Incognito from Springfield Jobs was from the bracket battle. Roy was from the bracket battle. And Wendell was from the bracket battle. But Wendell was ranked number one in the bracket battle. Guy Incognito was, I think, number 6 or 7, I want to say. And Roy, I was number 4. So,
all right. So the reader, because we did a poll on this in that post from the 10th, the reader results, looks like the vast majority agree with us. The best event so far was Springfield Jobs with 45%, 45.7% saying Springfield Jobs was the best. Then Itchy and Scratchy Land. And this, in the context of ranking best major event, so this isn't, you know, right, best, middle, last. It's just, yeah. This is how people voted that was the best major. Then it was Itchy and Scratchy Land with 37.9 and Bart Royale was 16.4. Here's where it gets interesting. The middle of the road major event. People also thought Springfield Jobs was the best middle of the road event. So my guess is the people that thought Itchy and Scratchy Land and Bart Royale were the best voted for Springfield Jobs as the second
number
best.
Two.
So you have 37.2% saying Springfield Jobs is the middle of the road, but then you had 34.5% saying Bart Royale was middle of the road. And then you had 28.4% saying Itchy and Scratchy Land was middle of the road. But when you get into context of worst major event in 2018, so people that just said this is the worst event, the winner of that category, Bart Royale, 48.3%.
Okay, I'm just going to say it again. In the salesman world, you need to know when you've made the sale. You can talk yourself out of a sale. You've made the sale. You've convinced
him. I'm just reading the results. I'm basking in the glow of my correctness. That's all. The Itchy and Scratchy Land was, they thought that was the second worst major event. 35.1 and 16.5. I don't understand these Google polls because these percentages do not equal 100 with the points. And then 16.5% said Springfield Jobs was the worst. So
weird random things.
Yeah. So yeah. That's how everybody
I don't know. I mean, again, I don't want to sound cranky, but compared to some of the best events we've had, none of these three meet a standard. They would all be middle of the road in some way. You know, it's like, would you rather have me pull the Band-Aid off fast or slow? Well, I'm already wounded, so I don't care. So, you know.
So let's jump real quick into what people don't want to hear about, the next event. we have not gotten anything from EA at this point on the next event. So everything we talk about clearly is and anybody that cares about baseball or Kate Upton, apparently she's pregnant. I'm getting lots of alerts on my phone.
You've got some interesting alerts.
Well, that was a baseball. That was from the baseball app.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She's married to Justin Verlander, who's a jerk.
Tell you a place for the Astros.
I didn't think about where Kate Upton or who Kate Upton was, and then I remembered. Yeah. So.
All right. So this is all based on this is purely our speculation based on App Store descriptions. So the App Store description this last time around was Monster Matches, an education in prop comedy, old school Super Summer. And previous App Store description made mention of a preteen road trip. So if we put this in context of the last event of the summer, so it'll be a summer type event because we know Halloween's coming and we know Christmas is coming. Those are two givens. What do you guys think would be next?
I'm trying to think of the road trips they took, preteen road trips.
So you had the four boys take a road trip. Sunsphere.
It's the only.
Sunsphere.
Which one?
The Sunsphere.
Yeah, Nelson, Martin, Milhouse, and Bart take a road trip. Old school road trip. I'm just wondering if like old school could also be like a time jump to like the way we were, and you get like the old school versions of Homer, Artie, Ziff, Marge in high school, just as an alternative. I mean, the most likely one is obviously these guys going off to the Sun Sphere,
which we already have in our games.
Right.
We already had the Sunsphere, yeah. So I'm just wondering, it is the summer of skins, if we could be getting skins for the way we were having. I mean, Prom Artie Ziff is and actually is already in the bracket battle this summer. Yeah. So just as an alternative, I'm wondering if that's something old school, literally old.
Yeah, that's not a bad thought. I mean,
I'm not an ageist, Pat.
I mean, I legitimately think Monster Matches will probably be Halloween.
Oh, just a second. I want to back up. Right. I want to back up on this just a second.
I was trying to gloss over it.
I'm not an ageist. Makes you an ageist, damn it. So no, I'm joking.
That's just an old way of thinking, Pat.
I understand. I'm fine. You didn't offend me. You can't. You're Canadian. So.
But that's how nice he is. He says it, and then he has to apologize.
I know. I wouldn't even have noticed it. He pointed it out. So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The Canadian wearing the France jersey.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So Monster Matches, I'm pretty sure will be Halloween.
Right.
Some kind of. Hopefully, it's not as bad as that monster one was. What was that? 2 years ago? That was not pleasant. That was just awkward.
Harry Potter / vampire one.
No, that was last year. That was the worst Halloween event we've ever had. But it was the I think it was 2016 where it was the remember the giant monsters that looked like worms and you had to beat them.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm thinking it's probably going to be because you got old school Super Summer and then they talk about preteen road trip. I'm thinking it's going to be something along those lines of Sunsphere type thing. Maybe we'll get cars on the road. That'd be interesting.
Wow. wow. Talk about an animation nightmare to have, suddenly have the cars come to life. Well, super laggy, but it would be cool.
They work in Family Guy.
No, I'm just saying it's a different programming matrix for sure. I mean, if we're already breaking the game by running a little, you know, animated track, all of the cars coming to life and running around town would be a nightmare for programming standpoint. But anyway.
And then they also mentioned an education and prop comedy, right?
Yes.
Like Krusty Clown College type.
But I feel like we've already broached the Krusty thing with, yeah. And it wasn't Clown College, but it was like, you know, I feel like we've already hit that with this last event plus the mini, the teaser before that.
Yeah, we're Krustied out right now. We're Krustied out. Send him back. Cancel the show.
So, as far as when the next event will hit, I suspect it'll be either July 25th or August 1st. It depends on which one they give us a teaser for. Or they might give us a teaser prior to this mini event ending if they're going to do another teaser. Because the 25th sets us up for a 6-week event ending 9/5, which lines us up for our usual mini event 2 weeks, and then a season premiere, which we always get, slash teaser for Halloween, 3-week downtime before Halloween starts. So that's why I think it might be the 25th. But if they decide to do a, be really great if they decide to do a teaser and then start this August 1st, I think is what I said, and then only have a 5-week event, that'd be great.
or it could be a 7-week event. So be careful what you wish for.
I know. But in any event, a major event will follow this mini event. So be prepared. Be very prepared.
And thank God we don't have a drinking game for how many times you say event in one sentence, or we'd all be drunk already. In the event that we have a mini event.
Go ahead. All right. Otherwise, I think you guys have anything else you'd like to add? I think we're good to wrap.
Well, speaking of wrapping, so the question is, you're going
to buy me a present?
Yeah, yes, of course. You're going to be bringing new life into the world when?
The end of August.
Okay, so we will have one more live event and something else before the blessed event. So yes. Again, if you're drinking now, but on the word event, we're going now. You're completely blotto, but yes. So that's exciting stuff. Like that's exciting news.
Yeah, still a long way away.
Wow.
When you're in this position, and all you want it to be is over, it's a long way away.
True.
It's
you've
gonna be an eventful summer.
Yeah. You. Nice. So 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Yeah, that's the last. The push.
I'm at 33 weeks now, so 7 more weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, you're going to be at that place in 4 weeks where you're really wanting it.
I'm at that place now. Okay.
well, we're all I'm excited. At that place now. We're on pins and needles. We're excited. And yes, Riley's excited.
Sure. I think she's a little, she doesn't know what's going to happen. What we need to do is figure out what to call the new baby because Riley's the tiny addict and I can't have two tiny addicts. So we got to figure out a new
I thought you were going to have names. I was going to suggest Safi, but all right. you know, nickname. The tinier addict?
The teeny tiny addict. We'll figure it out. We'll get
Tiniest addict.
The teeny tiny. We'll get there. Other than tiny that. Is
because then if there's a third one in the future, then that, what's that one going to be? Can't be tinier than tiniest.
Well, maybe. Maybe the third one is huge. You don't know.
Huge.
It can happen. Huge.
Huge addict.
Yeah.
the 10-pound, 6-ounce addict.
No. We're not talking about that.
All right. Does anyone have anything else they'd like to add beyond that?
I simply want everybody to have go France. So you're rooting for France only because people in Canada speak French. Is that it?
He's rooting for France because he doesn't want to root for Croatia. That's what it is.
What is wrong with Croatia? Croatia is the Cinderella story. It's the Jamaican bobsled story.
Or he's rooting for France because he had the jersey.
No, you already had the jersey there.
I've had the jersey for decades. But yeah, I mean, I did all my schooling in French. Love France. So yeah. And yeah, the French was pretty much my first language, pretty basically. So yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. And all I can say in French is, oh, oh, oh. That's it. There you
go. I could say, ouvrez la porte, fermez la porte.
I don't know.
I can say, mon pauvre petit chouchou. Zach is laughing. Stop saying awesome sentences. All right, guys. So that's it for us for this month. We will be back. We'll have one show in August, early August. It'll be our only show in August. We're still, I'm pretty sure we know when it's going to be, but we're just making sure that's the actual date.
Yeah, if the 11th, I mean, if the 11th works, then I will be broadcasting from Alaska. So
Cats decided to leave the continental U.S.
Well, the beauty of this story is that they're having the winter
pressure from his house.
Yeah, there we go. Hi, Sarah. The beauty of this story is that the place where they're having it has had several recent grizzly bear incidents. So, yeah, it could be like a itchy and scratchy cartoon right in the middle of the event. Anyway.
So we had two comments just pop in real quick. Fred wants to know if it's going to be a baby event. That would be an interesting next event. And Ebron says, is the gold rooster from the New Year's mini event on Safi's shirt?
That's all the French nations, Francophonie nations, typically have a rooster, le coq français, on their emblem. I have a Senegal jersey, too. It also has it.
You could have just said yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right, guys. So we will see everyone in August with the next event, hopefully. And everybody will be complaining about that. So we'll be here to ease your mind, ease your troubles. And as Sean Hannity says, let not your heart be troubled. We'll be here.
And don't forget to vote in the bracket battle.
I thought that was funny. Yes.
And my head exploded. Anyway, <that's
laughs> I don't watch Sean Hannity.
Let's not go there.
Anyway, yes, don't forget to vote in the bracket battle. There will be a new battle up Monday, and that wraps in September on Labor Day. So make sure you vote each week, every Monday. Safi's working hard on those. All right, guys. We will see everyone next month with a cameo from Mrs. Miller. And
she just walked through the screen. I didn't even notice her until I saw her walk behind me on the mini screen. It's like, and
bye, Mrs. Miller. All right, we will see everyone next month. Enjoy the rest of your week and enjoy the rest of your July. And we will see you guys in August. See you later. Bye. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.